Like somebody else, if we're placing the same strategy in every account, All right. I'll talk more about that after I get off this daily financial market report. And when I say most of you, with the exception of maybe some of you, it's really probably less than, really less than 1%, really. I mean, because there wasn't a loss. The only thing was the yield was just a little smaller than the majority of the people there. But still, nonetheless, they finished the course their first 30 days, even if you got 2% gain and everybody else around you got 23%, 14%, 110% somebody got. I've seen that on the MyFX book. And speaking of that, speaking of the MyFX book, we will be giving you guys your updates individually as well. So keep that in mind. Be on the lookout. And that will more than likely be a three-way conversation with myself, our business counselor, and you, so that you can get your monthly report and you can hear it from us. Now, for some reason, later on down the line, depending on how things get, because we're still doing a lot of, there's a lot of growth taking place here, guys. So, and a lot of the responsibilities as things start to grow even more will start to be delegated to other people, all right, within our team. But for now, we will take the reins, TJ and myself, and we will take the responsibility of ensuring, first and foremost, that you guys are successful, that you guys succeed in everything that you're doing, okay, especially with the market. So let's get into the daily financial market report. I have the Forex out. Financial market. All right, report. We have the Forex market. So we saw yesterday kind of started a little shaky, started a little rocky. It did. Yesterday was extremely busy. It's not unusual to see, especially, remember, keep in mind, this is the first start of a new season. Not only from a seasonal standpoint, you know, from nature, you know, spring and all that good stuff, but even from the economic standpoint. Remember, we just finished 3 months, okay? 3 months of economics, of money, of business. Anything that has to do with money transactions, anything that has to do with reporting. Everything must be reported and turned in quarterly. So the first quarter is done. Guys, we're on the second quarter. We just started, but right before we get at the end of halftime, all right? You know a thing or two about basketball, but that's what I'm referring to, all right? So we're at the beginning of the second quarter, guys. We gotta start off strong, and we're going to have to end strong as well. So keep that in mind. That's our projection. Our projection is, how are we going to do for the quarter? Remember in the ebook, 90 days? There you go. Keep that in mind. Always keep that vision in mind. Because if you don't, it's going to trip you up. It's going to trip you up. The end of this quarter is going to be 90 days from now. All right? Don't get all caught up in how your account is starting off and how the market is starting off. This is the very first week of the second quarter. Keep that in mind. I think I've pretty much overemphasized that point. Just in case you're new and you don't know what's going on, especially for you new folks. You know, you got to hear it often. All right. With that being said, 60% kind of a shaky start. We got a blue indicator on there because we're going to do 50% to 60% somewhere in the blue area. All right? That's like the middle ground. It could have went either way. Yeah, we started off April 1st with a nice 80%, but maybe that was the market's way of saying April Fool's, huh? All right. So here we are, the second day of the second week, or first week, however you want to phrase this week. You know what I'm saying? The first full week, we'll just put it like that. The first complete week of this month of April. And we're at a storm, okay? We're at 40%. Look at the daily financial market report. Look at the Forex. Look at what's going on. So those of you who were able to collect the profits, you guys were able to do that. You did that. Now, some of you may be wondering, how come you didn't do it on the 9th? Like you said, the 9th. Look. Yeah, we do set a benchmark, of course. But just because Gabriel sets the benchmark for the 9th and our business counselor sets the benchmark for the 9th doesn't mean that the Forex market is going to listen to what we're going to say. Follow what I'm saying? So the Forex market is going to say, okay, I'll wait for the Forex help with 9th to come, then I'll start changing everything over. No, that's not how it works. So in our research, we noticed, oh my goodness, things are starting to already change. And they started to change before the 9th. So since they started to change before the 9th, they started to change on the week of March 29th and 30th, towards the end of the month of last month. A lot of the reports started coming out. Still got more reports to come out, but the bulk of the reports were coming out. During our research, we realized, okay, now it's time. We're going to have to close out these trades on Thursday. Just what it is. But why? How come? Listen, man, like I said, the market's not going to wait on little old me to make a decision. I got to go. We got to go according to the market, what the market says. So whatever profit you were at, and the one that finished last made about $20 in profit, okay? Hey, nothing wrong with that. Profit is profit. But the majority of our people made quite a big amount of profit, which all of that was recorded, by the way, and will be up. We're going to have our account management update online as well. So much to take care of, so much to catch up with, but we will get caught up. And it's going to be a great second quarter. This quarter is going to be absolutely amazing. For those of you who stuck through the first quarter, who didn't jump off, who stuck with it, guys, get ready for the second quarter. Market report. Because midway on the first quarter, oh, it got shaky. But wow, I'm telling you, these accounts finished very well. And we're going to have to get all of you guys on board. Some of you guys may need to internally transfer your money inside your broker into another MT4 account. I'll explain more about that another time. We're going to have to do that because we want everyone's record to be visible for everyone to see, and especially for you to see, so you can see the status of your account and how well it's doing. We don't want you to just take our word for it. We want it to be plugged into the MyFX book, and you can take a look at it for yourself and see how well it's doing yourself. Check the state status of it yourself. So 40%, we're looking at the market, Forex market. Okay, it's a storm. All right, that's just the way it's going to start off with, but we're going to keep our eyes on the main benchmark. Let's go ahead and look at the commodities market and see where we're at with that. So with the commodities market, we're also at a storm. The market started off pretty well on April 1st. For the first day of the month of April. Started off at 75% green, looking okay, looking very well, especially with gold. Gold here is going to be the main battle. The dollar and gold have been battling, guys, all month. What we do here is gold back, gave back, into back, the dollar, back, but back, barely gave into the dollar. stubbornly, resistantly gave in to the dollar a few pips. Just for the month of March, I'm talking about. Now it's starting off with a new set of resistance. The dollar on the short term, if you take a look at the DXY as well as the U.S. dollar index, you're going to be able to see there's a misalignment there, guys. All right? Hey. So the dollar is showing a little bit of short-term weakness, but we are seeing that there's an extreme force that's still applying pressure upward for the dollar. But that's not the case with gold. We have a complete change in direction for gold on the short term, causing another misalignment there. So we got a misalignment in the dollar. We also have a misalignment in gold. The only difference is in the dollar, we have this pressure that's still showing the dollar starts to strengthen up. What does this all mean? It means that we need to keep a very close eye. Okay, that's the first thing. Keep a very close eye on the short term. Now, let's talk about current market value. What does it mean? Because I'm only looking at current market value, guys. Over here, we're only looking at current market value. Even that statement that I gave you at the beginning of this broadcast regarding the 90 days, regarding the starting of this quarter, and we're looking at the end of the second quarter being 90 days from now. I'm only looking at current market value. And when I look at current market value, I'm seeing the dollar still strengthening and gold still weakening. So, but gold is definitely putting up a fight, all right? But we're seeing gold overall still hasn't beaten the dollar strength. So at the beginning of the year, we saw $2,000 an ounce. Now we're looking at $1,745. That's quite a drop. From $2,000 to $1,745. Follow what I'm saying? So if you would have took that position, current market value, from January to now, do the math, you would have been making buku bucks at the end of your first quarter. It's just that simple, guys. Let me just rephrase. Well, I'm not going to rephrase that. Let me just clarify what I mean by that. Of course, it was rocky in between that first quarter with gold as the example that I'm giving you. That part wasn't simple. But if you apply everything you teach you, well, then it'll become simpler over time. Right? But at the end of the first quarter, it still reached this mark. Follow what I'm saying? Okay. So by the end of the second quarter, we're going to be looking at 6 months. 6 month mark, guys. And it's going to be absolutely interesting to see how things turn out. All right. Now let's go ahead and look at the next market. Here's the star of the financial market report, and that's the cryptocurrency. All right, so with the cryptocurrency, we're seeing a 100%. That's just the nature of the cryptocurrency market. So guys, for those of you who are very conservative investors and you're looking for cryptocurrency, we're going to be developing this area, especially for those who are very conservative. We're not trying to get swept in, swept away by the volatility that comes with the cryptocurrency market, all right? So 100%, that's the stuff you see, really, in the cryptocurrency market. You're going to either see a 0% or 100%. That's the extreme on both ends. So we got all of the cryptocurrencies moving in a very bullish direction, extremely strong bullish direction. But, of course, we're going to see some price action going against that. So we do see some price action going against the Bitcoin, for example. I believe today it's at, let me pull it up here. I think it's probably at 57,000. The last time I checked when I was doing the research. Okay, well, 58. Okay, so it hadn't hit that 60 yet, but it's, guys, according to our research, we're going to see a 60 plus. Okay? Maybe a little bit too much information, but that's kind of like common knowledge right now, so I'm not really tripping about that. All right, guys, I'm going to have to close out this report time, but check out the report so you can see what it is. I'll see you after the commercial break.
The financial markets can be very volatile. We'll help you navigate through the market storms. Now is the time to begin your long-term investment journey.
Now, it's time to listen to the business counselor TJ on the Forex Helper live broadcast.
Yeah, I like how she introduced me like that. Make me feel special in a way. Second quarter, right? Here's an idea. No, here's a suggestion. No, here's a advice to those, especially to the new beginners and those who are coming aboard. Because we still believe in that if we don't invest, we still make a lot of money. It's not going to happen that way. That's not how that works. In account management and Forex, you have to invest into yourself. You have to invest into your account. Yeah, the team will do the work for you as far as trade-wise, making sure the sells and the buys are correct. But the investment has to be by you guys. If you're thinking that you're going to make triple zeros off $100, then you must be watching the wrong channel. Somebody told you wrong. You have to, one, you have to understand this is a long-term strategy program. To those who endure to the end, which is 9 months, almost a year, those are the ones who always succeed. But it comes with learning how to invest. That's why we always had different educational programs that will help you to learn how to become a wise investor. And even if you do want to start off, make it start off with $200 here, $100 here. Okay, that's cool. But how much do you really expect from that? Because we got this impression from somewhere where we feel that we can make a lot of money with small investment. That's not true. And some of y'all say y'all see it happen. Okay, if you saw it happen, you saw it happen, and you witnessed that, then why are you here? We tell those in the signals team, if they want to see more or see a better results, we would even recommend them, or I'm telling it now, to only do C and B. We're not going to, they can do whatever they want to, but we recommend them to do C and B. It's a reason. Better results. Long term always wins. Day trading short term is that. If you expect, to all you listeners who are listening, for something to happen so quickly, then you will get disappointed with us every time we close the trades out. You will be disappointed because you're expecting so much with so little. You have to allow yourself some room in investing. You don't have to invest $400 in there. Drop some here. Bam, $30 here. Do, you know, $40 there, $50 there. Invest to your account. Because we can do the other work for you, the trades and all that good work. But the investment has to come from you. So keep that in the back of you guys' minds. To those who are starting off here, to those who are wanting to come, But you can't spare a lot from a you can't spare a lot from a nickel. You really can't. Otherwise, you'll be here forever. You'll be here forever. And then by then, you're going to give up. Because the first thing you're going to say, as far as effort, don't know what the F they're doing. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. This is why we try to explain in so many different terms, in so many different ways. Invest. So all you newbies and rookies, oh man, I gotta step by. I got an emergency call. Go ahead, take that for me, Gabriel.
All right, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Our business counselor is right on point. Right on point. Guys, now I know that I do talk about a whole variety of different things, especially on how it relates to the way we do things here. And in general, even how it relates to the market. And this is one area that I haven't really spoken too much on. I've mentioned it a little bit here and there on some videos you can find on YouTube, but I never really made a point. And our business counselor is taking the liberty to make a very important point on this matter. And that's, I'm going to give you guys what we call it here. It's called the progressive growth approach. Progressive growth approach. That's just a fancy word or a fancy way of saying getting your account to grow. Okay? So it's based on this basic principle. And the basic principle goes like this. The more money you have, the more money you'll make. Just the principle. So the less money you have, the less money you make. That's how the market operates. Let me give you an illustration about what I mean. Because we get this question quite a bit. And the main question we get is, how much money will I make with you guys if I invest X amount? Now, depending on what X amount is, first of all, there's no way we can give you an exact answer to that because there are other different factors involved. For example, the broker, the type of broker you're using, the type of account you open with that broker, what spreads that are being charged on your trades that we take from that broker, the leverage that you're going to have on that account from that broker, so the time and date those trades are placed based on the price, because that's going to make a difference. So although there's already five different factors that can change the whole equation. So there won't be an exact fixed answer for everybody. There's no cookie-cutter answer when you're dealing with a market that changes literally every second. The value of everything changes every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, you name it. Constantly changes. So there aren't any fixed variables. That's the reason why we got so many different percentages across the board with all of our account management members. Okay? So, but the principles are still the same. And that principle is this. Smaller amount you put in, the smaller amount you're going to receive. The greater the amount that you put in, the greater the amount you're going to receive. And that's it. That's just how the market works. Intrinsically, that's just the principle of the market. Now, I could apply that principle to a whole lot of other areas, but I won't right now because I might get a little too preachy. But anyhow, here. So if we put, let's say, $100 in account, or not we, if you put $100 in your account, don't expect you're going to get $1,000 or five. Now, that's what's being put out there. That's another issue. It's another subject. We're not talking about what's being promoted out there in the whole fast wheel and deal casino style Forex world. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about reality here. the reality of the market. Okay. If you try to go against this principle, yeah, you're going to find yourself fighting an uphill battle, always losing, maybe winning once in a while, okay, but not winning consistently. So, I'm stressing yourself out, by the way. You put $100, just expect you're going to get something maybe anywhere, depending on all the factors I talked about. It could go range from $10 to maybe $30 the most profit back. Maybe. That's something. I'm just giving you the real deal here. So what's the solution? Well, first, let me give you the other scenario. Let's say you put $3,000. So expect to make anywhere maybe from 300 minimum to maybe even 1,000, 1,500 profit back a month. So your money, because it's bigger, will produce more for you. And your money on the other scenario, because it's smaller, will just produce less for you. Just will produce what it can produce based on its size. That's just all it could do. Okay? A child can only do so much because a child has a child's strength. But a big grown person can, big grown man could produce a lot more because that's what he could produce because of his size and strength. It's just what it is, okay? Now, if you want to get your account, here's the solution now. Now I'm talking about solution. For those of you who come to us and you only got so much to deal with, and maybe your account is coming as from the childlike standpoint, okay? And you want to grow it to become strong, to produce more. I'll share with you how you can do that after the next commercial break.
The financial markets can be very volatile. We'll help you navigate through the market storms. Now is the time to begin your long-term investment journey.
All right, I'm back. All right, let's go ahead and talk about the solution. I mentioned the name of the solution earlier. It's called Progressive Growth Approach, and it's just a simple way of saying that, or another way of saying it is help your account. Help your account become strong. Well, how can I help my account? Okay, here's how. So you come in and say, I only got $100, but I do understand the concept. I want to stick it through. I'm going to wait the 90 days. I'm going to do this. Okay, great, but I only got this much, and I got it. Okay, good. The desire, that's great. Okay, sometimes that's better than having the money and not having the heart and the vision and the desire. A lot of times that outweighs, you know, that. So, but you don't got the money. Here's what you do. You can do that. We don't really recommend it, of course, but we can still trade safely with any amount, by the way. So we'll be able to place those trades, but here's what will be needed from you on your part. You're going to be the one that's going to have to meet us halfway. Also, meet yourself halfway. Like our business counselor said, this is about investing in yourself. How much do you want this? You started off with the heart. You can see the vision, but how much do you want this, though? What do you want out of this? What's the end game? What's your goal? What's your main objective, your overall? You know, what is the end prize for you? Is there a set amount? I mean, is it a certain goal that you're trying to reach? You open up a business? I mean, what? How much? You got to be clear with it. How much do you need to get to that goal? Okay? We're going to help you with that. But you're going to have to also help yourself halfway. Yes, sir. Everything good?
I'm back. Yeah, I do apologize. Yeah, it was a merch on the other end.
No worries.
Oh, man.
I took a break. I just came off the break. And then,
okay.
I'm I'm piggybacking on what you're saying because they're going to have to invest in themselves.
Yeah. You're going to have to. I mean, even if you do start with a little, I mean, that's cool, but, you know, you're going to have to, like, every 2 weeks put something in there. I mean, look here. You can win. I don't care what nobody say. I know the problem is a lot of people are afraid to lose all their money. And I understand that. I definitely do. Because it is your money handled by people that you never kicked it with one day in your life, you know. So I understand where the fear comes in at, you know. But somewhere down the line, a relationship of trust has to be built. Because if you don't trust us, if you go with the other people, you say, well, they look good. You don't know them either. So what is the difference? You going here, you going there. You see, the difference is we're going to tell you straight up, look, hey, we're not going to sit here and try to advertise something. Hey, give us $40. Put in $40 today. And by within one day, you're going to have about $200. And then you don't get that, then what? That's called misleading false advertisement. You see what I'm saying? And so we have to all be on the same page. It's always about being on the same page. So we, how you say it? So we can help each other win. Let's be honest. We can help each other win. So that's just the financial debt report. I mean, for those who want to do their own thing, that's another thing. For those who want to do their own thing, okay, the financial report, the signal is up there for a reason. If you don't understand it, we got tutorial videos. For those who be understanding the signals, never got tutorial videos that are being made for it now to make it easy for you to understand the signals. Because I understand some of y'all come from different backgrounds and signals with everything that's given to you, the numbers and everything. It's pretty much simplified because it's mostly based on short term anyway. So a lot of you, some of you guys may be used to that. So you come here, we're on a CMV level, you can get a little confused with our signals. No worries. We even put in the effort, say, hey, we got the video getting made. He goes, tutorial on this one, tutorial on that one. In other words, we want you to win. So we don't want things to become complicated. If you don't know it, hey, Mr. TJ, I don't understand what this is, sir. Okay, don't worry, ma'am or sir. We got tutorial video coming out right now. Bam. He goes, tutorial video. Okay, I got it now. There we go. So why not join forces? Wynn University.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Back to you, though. It's been a long time since I've been on the show.
I'm listening as well. I like it. It's true. Okay? Everything our business counselor is saying is on point. Guys, if you got that $100 and you want to put it in your account, you got to meet yourself halfway. You got to meet us halfway. You're going to have to start making a commitment because how badly do you want to reach your final destination, your final goal? If you want to open up a restaurant, okay, you better go check out and start looking for restaurants. Don't just talk about it. Think about it.
Right.
I don't want to call the people because if I call them, they're going to say, well, you don't have the money. So what? Don't worry about what people think. This is your dream. This is your goal. Say, how much is it? Oh, it's $1,000 a month. Okay. Well, you know, you're going to have to, okay, how much, if I get a loan for this, you're going to put down 1%. Okay, I'm going to need to save up whatever the money is, but you only got 100. Stop yourself based on what you got and what you see. You got to be able to make a vision and then start working towards it for crying out loud. Okay? It's true what I'm telling you. Okay? Mm-hmm. So now you got that 100, but you got maybe another 50 that comes in that you could sacrifice every week. All right, good. Put that 50 on top of that 100 so that 100 could now become 150. Now it'll become 200. Then it'll become 300. Now you don't have a small child account of $100 can only produce what a small child can produce. Now maybe it's a little bit a little older than a small child. It can produce a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get it to full-grown man status, Then you got a 2,000 account. Yeah, now you're talking. It's producing 100 for a year, probably 500. But it's better than what you started producing, $20, $30 there.
You produce some babies.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You want to be
there. You go.
You want to be on the foot. You want to be on the grown man level.
Give it some vitamins. Some vitamins and some potatoes and right.
Put some muscles on that thing, man. Yeah, put some muscles on that thing, man. You
yeah.
You know here, being popular with $20 here, $25 there, and then what happened? And then what happened? The storm here. Bam. You really gonna be upset? You know what I mean? Why your account going through a drop now? Saved. No, it's like we said, man. You got to invest. Turn that into a full. I mean, because at the end of the day, I'm gonna say this. I heard this one. Y'all think we gained? What are we gaining? Tell me what we really gaining. We gaining so much from this. What are we really gaining? To be realistic. What are we really gaining? What we got? I mean, come on, let's be realistic. So we putting our hearts out here and say, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what you need. How you need to handle it. So that way you can produce the. You know what I mean? Most people come here because they look at this as a backup income, or a third source of income to help out. We all need something. And time is hard, man. So why not have a money that's constantly growing while you're sleeping, eating, taking a bath, taking a shower, taking your kids out. You at the beach. You in the movies. Make a love to your man. Make a love to your wife. All like your money's growing. Oh, why you doing all the things? You can't be fat. You're doing all the things and your money's still growing. Can't beat that opportunity. Can't beat that opportunity, people. You ain't got to stick your face all in the... Look every 2 seconds.
You know what I can't beat right now? TJ?
What is that?
I can't beat this clock. It's 2 minutes, 2 minutes countdown. And as much as I want to talk, I can't beat that 2 minutes. I gotta let the clock.
That's a quick little 2 minutes. That clock moving.
I know.
So
I don't know where time went.
Yeah, time went real quick. We sorry y'all, we've been gone for a minute. Well, I've been gone for a minute, but we're gonna have another show for those for the beginners. You know what? We'll mention it tomorrow. Say not for the company, y'all. So we're gonna get more education on a lot of different things too, so you people can get more knowledge. So once the lady talk, that means it's time for me to shut up. Once that lady starts speaking 90 seconds, that means it's time for the shut up. So this is me and Gabriel. Thank you. For those of us already, please take a look at your financial report coming out soon. Trades will be placed today. So please bear with us and be patient. We see you guys tomorrow. Same time, different day. Thank you.